An ongoing discussion over whether Fairpoint Communications should be obliged to provide landline telephone service throughout the state was re-energized today at the State House. As more Mainers cut the cord, the company wants that obligation eased, but a powerful advocacy group is asking regulators to reject that plan. A.J. Higgins has more.
At Paul McLean's house in Plymouth, about 25 miles west of Bangor, there is no internet and no cell phone. When the outside world needs to communicate with McLean, it must rely on the black wall phone that Marbell installed more than 40 years ago.
Hello?
And now the retired State Department of Transportation worker is worried that Fairpoint Communications could abandon responsibilities it agreed to 7 years ago when it purchased Maine's telephone lines from Verizon for $2.4 billion.
I live alone here. I live on a fixed income. I don't have a cell phone. I don't have a computer. My landline is my only connection to the outside when the power goes out. It's all I have. There must be other people like me, I would think, out, especially in the rural parts of the state, that this is our only connection.
Recognizing that, regulators required Fairpoint to agree to serve as a provider of last resort as a condition of the sale. But Fairpoint now says that the market has changed as more and more customers are turning to cell service and the costs of providing that landline service are going up. Sarah Davis, Senior Director of Government Relations at Fairpoint, says her firm is working with the state's Public Advocate Office to see if the company might be able to opt out of landline service in many of the state's larger communities while continuing service in more rural areas.
We are trying to hammer out a solution that does everything. It provides some relief to Fairpoint, recognizing the situation as it stands today, and also protects the consumers of the states that they have all the assurances they need that they will have safe, reliable, and affordable service in the future.
A bill surfaced last year in the legislature that would relieve Fairpoint of provider of last resort responsibilities. And that's when the American Association of Retired Persons first took notice. Lori Parham, the organization's state director, says she recognizes that increasing numbers of Mainers in more heavily populated areas are opting to get rid of their landlines. Those in rural areas don't have a choice.
These folks tend to be older. They also tend to be lower income. Often a landline is their only connection to their friends and to their neighbors. And it's the telephone is what keeps them connected for healthcare and for security as well.
And on Thursday afternoon, a group of AARP members delivered 1,500 signature petitions to the legislature's Energy, Utilities, and Technology Committee, the panel that is reviewing the Fairpoint bill. The petition asked the committee to reject the measure and preserve landline service. Committee Chair Mark Dione, a Portland Democrat, says his members will need to find a solution that balances the needs of Maine's older residents against the recognition that technology options in Maine are changing and vary widely around the state.
We may have to mandate that one party has the responsibility to provide service, but I think we're not doing a very good job if we don't recognize that in southern and central Maine, the market may require other kinds of solutions.
An estimated 25,000 Mainers are served by Fairpoint under the Provider of Last Resort Agreement. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.